Good day. This is Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Bob Marone for Westchester Talk Radio, and it's time for White Plains Hospital Health Talk. This particular segment is with Dr. Stephanie Dondero, rheumatologist at White Plains Hospital. And today's topic, natural and non-surgical treatments for osteoarthritis. So, doctor, I understand that there are some new treatment guidelines based on growing scientific evidence of what works and what doesn't for arthritis of the hand, hip, and knees. I'll be a good guinea pig for you. I'm sure a lot of people with this condition or these conditions are very eager to hear what they can try to ease their pain.
Yes.
Ease my pain, doctor.
I think it's really important to clarify a few points. First of all, we're talking about osteoarthritis. Like, it's also called OA or wear and tear arthritis. It basically happens when the cartilage is broken down in the joints, and it can happen in any joint of the body, and it happens to all of us when we age. It's just different joints and different people and to different degrees of severity. There's a lot of advertisements out there with what's going to help your hands or hips or knees with osteoarthritis. I think it's important to follow evidence-based studies on what actually works. In 2019, the American College of Rheumatology actually released its most recent recommendations based on evidence-based guidelines. There's two really big takeaways. One is that you can't treat the hand, the hip, and the knee the same. They're all going to be treated differently. Weight loss is great for the knees and the hip. It's not going to help the hands at all. And the other really big takeaway is exercise was their strongest recommendation for absolutely everything. It doesn't matter exactly what you're doing, you know, whether it's swimming or walking, just as long as you do it. And also, it showed in studies that it needs to be supervised or watched. And that's the way that you really, for some reason, show the greatest reduction in pain. I give people, you know, physical therapy, or I tell them to go to, you know, group classes, which I guess right now isn't the best option. But
doctor, what's counterintuitive for we lay people is you're saying to exercise the very joint that is suffering from wear and tear. Why does exercise work?
Well, it's different in different joints, but it's a very move it or lose it kind of situation where you need to keep the joints active, and it actually kind of helps reproduce our cartilage in a certain way.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the hands. Now, before we went on the air, I complained to you that people over 60, when we go to the grocery store sometimes, some of us, we look at bottles to twist off with contempt. We analyze them. Will I be able to open this and it won't hurt?
Yeah.
Why do we have that problem? And tell us, sometimes even texting can be difficult.
Yeah.
What do you experts recommend, and why are the hands such a problem?
The hands are definitely, you know, a big problem. A lot of people get osteoarthritis in different joints. So a big one that people really complain of and why it hurts to kind of twist off the caps is that CMC joint, which is the base of the thumb. So there's a few things that...
shaking my head. Mine hurt last night. It was killing me.
So there's a few things that are out right now. So two things are different types of splints. So there's a neoprene splint, which is like a rubber-like device. And there's also rigid splints. So that immobilizes the thumb and kind of helps it from not moving around as much. There's orthotics on other fingers really don't work. There's also something called kinesio taping. And unlike a splint that are rigid that like kind of hold the joint in just one immobile spot, this allows you to have a little bit of range of motion. So you can, it's stabilizing it, but you're still able to kind of use the CMC joint. Another big thing is paraffin hand wax have actually been shown in study to be effective. So this is like a mineral wax from petroleum, and you dip your hands into it, and it's actually shown to help alleviate both pain and stiffness.
Interesting. Now, obviously, once you melt that wax, that's pretty hot. Doesn't it hurt?
I think it's not that hot of wax.
Okay, thanks, doc.
It's definitely done in a regulated way.
I see that. Okay, doctor. Doctor, again, we're with Dr. Stephanie Dondero. She's a rheumatologist, White Plains Hospital rheumatologist, and this is White Plains Hospital Health Talk. I'm Bob Marone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. So those are the hands. Those are things that help. Now, doctor, before we move on to hips and knees, all of us look in magazines and newspapers and they say, buy this cream. It'll fix your hands. And I noticed you said evidence-based.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to sell something out there. What should we avoid?
It depends, again, which joint we're talking about. If we're talking about the hands.
Stay with the hands.
Okay. So really good is like topical creams. They're called like diclofenac. You can get that from your.
Diclofenac.
Yeah. It's kind of like an Advil, but it's a cream, so you don't have to ingest it.
Got it.
The other big thing is supplements. So the two big ones that people know about are chondroitin and glucosamine. So chondroitin is a part of cartilage, and it's actually been shown to be effective in pain management and actually kind of stop the breakdown of cartilage. But this only works in the hand. But glucosamine, which a lot of people use, doesn't. It hasn't been shown to be effective in studies.
Excellent. Now we can move on to the hips and knees. And again, as your guinea pig for this demonstration, even though I've had two meniscus surgeries, mm-hmm. my knees never hurt. Because I skate 3-4 times a week.
That's
Is that
great.
Why?
Probably, you know.
Well, what about this? Then let's go to the arthritis in hips and knees. Mm-hmm. Can make even standing up for some people and walking difficult. Mm-hmm. They need shots. Mm-hmm. And tell us about those.
The big thing where the knees and the hips are kind of different than the hands is they're weight-bearing joints. Mm-hmm. And it really all just comes down to physics. The force that's placed on your knees is 1.5 times your body weight. So if you have a 200-pound man, you're putting 300 pounds of pressure on your knees.
Eek.
Yeah. And if you go on an incline, this is going to be 2 to 3 times the pressure. And when you squat, it actually goes to 4 to 5 times the squat. So if you're losing weight, you're just taking that force off, which is really helpful. Also, if you lose just 10 pounds in an obese patient at a younger age, it stops the progression of osteoarthritis, which is really great because, again, you're taking that force off on these weight-bearing joints.
So weight loss and exercise. But one, again, counterintuitive. I mentioned my good fortune mm-hmm. of exercising a lot and not having a lot of knee pain. But some people, even without any kind of pre-existing conditions mm-hmm. or heavy athletic use, they develop arthritis in their knees and hips. Mm-hmm. Do we know why, or is it just life?
Well, it's really just this pressure over a lot of time. And again, if you weigh a lot, it really is just putting increased pressure on the body that, you know, we're not used to carrying around. Also, you know, we're fallible organisms that, you know, as time ages, you know, the cartilage just is going to break down with pressure over time.
Anything else we can add to the regimen? I know Tai Chi, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that.
Tai Chi actually has been shown in studies to be helpful for people who don't know. It's a combination of meditation with slow movements and deep diaphragmatic breathing. And in studies, it's been shown to improve strength, physical function, and balance, and just to help relieve pain. Also, acupuncture has been shown in studies to be helpful for all types of arthritis. And while in the knees and the hips, you can't use kinesio taping, for the knees, there's certain braces, they're called tibiofibial and tibiopatellar, you don't have to worry about that. But basically what they do is when you walk, all your pressure is going to wherever the lowest part of your cartilage is. So these braces work by moving and redistributing the weight across the knee so it can take some of that pressure off, which is helpful. Also specific for the knee is yoga actually helps, and something called radiofrequency ablation.
Let's go to radiofrequency ablation. I know there's an ablation type of surgery, mm-hmm. minimally invasive, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. How would radiofrequency help if someone gets that? I don't want them to be afraid of it.
Yeah, well, this is different. This isn't like when someone has atrial fibrillation right. and they have to kind of do a cath and go in.
Right.
That's a pretty intensive procedure. This one is just a small procedure where an electric current produced by a radio wave, is used to heat up a small area of nerve tissue. And this just decreases the pain signals in that area. But it's non-invasive. It's all topical.
Medications that have been shown to do the trick?
A few between, you know, what can be prescribed by doctors and what you can do in the house. So for, you know, the joints, you can, like I said before, use topical and oral NSAIDs. NSAIDs are just kind of different variants of, you know, Advil, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Also, doctors can prescribe something called Tramadol or Duloxetine. These actually work on your pain centers and have mm-hmm. been shown to be pretty effective. Like I said before, for hand OA, chondroitin is really helpful. And for knee OA, which is pretty cool, is something called topical capsaicin. I'm probably saying that wrong. It's helpful. And that's a chemical derived from chili peppers.
Yeah,
and
that's that hot stuff.
Yeah.
We use that in hockey a lot.
Yeah. So it's been shown to be effective on the knees. Not really anywhere else, but on the knees.
Dr. Stephanie Dendero, rheumatologist, White Plains Hospital, before we let you go, let's tie this in a ball. What is your most important advice to people who suffer from osteoarthritis, whether it be in the hands, hips, or knees? What do you want to leave them with?
I just think exercise is the most important thing that we can do. Like I said, I like to just prescribe physical therapy because it's almost like having a personal trainer that's just going to help you out in the beginning and find out what you're going to do and what you're going to stay consistent with over time. So,
Doctor, I want to thank you very much for your time. Folks, you've been listening to another edition of White Plains Hospital Health Talk Podcast. Remember her name, Dr. Stephanie Dendero. She's a rheumatologist here at White Plains Hospital. And we've been talking about natural and non-surgical treatments for osteoarthritis. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Thank you.